Weiter in Schatz, wir haben aber was auf Kuff ein Dahl, Pick and Ball, Kuff ein Gewinn, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, maybe a quarter of the way up, the next part of the Mishnah. V'im Amar Amanashe, Par Ami Misha Yertzal. Let's say you have a situation where someone lends money and he has a guarantor and he says, I'm going to be able to collect from anyone that I want to. They can't even go to the Arif. Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochan. Lo shanu elashay nechasam lelove. When is this true? This is only when, what case are we talking about over here? That where the borrower didn't have any stuff. He's having a nechasam right now. Then you can go. Says there's a problem. Lo shanu afilu da amar al menas, except for if he has. Is that he doesn't have any nechasam. Aval yesh nechasam lelove. If actually the borrower has it, then lo yipar min arif. You're not allowed to go take it from the arif. Says the Gemara, "Vaha mitgatani seifa." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, "Or im yesh nechasam lelove, lo yipar min arif." The fact that the seifa of that Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if the love has nechasam, then you're not allowed to take it from the arif. That mechal that the kama suffer lo shna hachi ve lo shna hachi. It doesn't make a difference whether he has it, doesn't have. He's allowed to take it even from the arif. Sume chasuchim chasuim echsav hachidani. Someone who lends his friend with an arif, with a guarantor, lo yipara min ha'arif. He's not allowed to collect it from the guarantor until he goes first to the original person. If he says on kiddush, I can get whoever I want, the yipara min ha'arif, he can get it even from the arif without going to the other person first. When is that true? B'she'ein nechasam lelove, where the borrower doesn't have any property. Aval yesh nechasam lelove, if there is nechasam to the lelove, to the borrower, then lo yipar min ha'arif, or if you're not allowed to take from the arif. V'kablon, but if he's a kablon, which we said is the guarantor, it seeks even a higher level of achrayus on him, on himself, the afal pi she yesh nechasam lelove, even if the lelove has nechasam, yipar min ha'arif, you can take it from the kablon. Beep, beep, turn the page. Kuf, ayin, Dalit. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Im yesh nechasam lelove. If the lova has property, im yesh nechasam lelove echad ze ve echad ze lo yipar mehen, then the lender can't collect from either the regular one or from the kablan one without first going to the borrower. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mishasena. Whenever we have a place, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is mentioned in our Mishnah. Halacha Kamos, Halacha goes like him. Chutz Mi Arif Vitzidon Uraya Achrona. Oh, this is a throwback. Right, where do we have this? Yeah, a few places. But Vakama Ksuvus, we're gonna see Sanhedrin. We saw it in Gittin. We saw it in Bavmitzia. We'll see it in Bachoros. That we go like Shimon, except for the cases of an Arif. Which with this case we just brought over here. Sidon is a Gemara and Gittin about the get that's in Sidon. And the case of Raya Achrona is a later, it's a case that comes up of evidence, and that's a discussion which comes up in Sanhedrin. So we see it on Pasuk like here. Amarav Huna Halveyu Vani Arif. Let's say this guy says, lend to him money. You lend him, and I'll be a guarantor. Halveyu Vani Pareh, lend him, and I'm going to pay up. Halveyu Vani Chayev, and I'll be Chayev. Halveyu Vani Nos, I'm going to give. Kula Lashon Arvasin. These are Lashons of being in Arif. This is Rishpam, the Ha Lashon Halva Ka'amar. Hilvo Hu Yelove Vani Pareh. Im lo yipar l'cha, I'll pay if he doesn't pay you. Tain lo, but let's say he's a lashon of give him vani kablan. Tain lo vani para, tain lo vani chayv, tain lo vani nosin. Kulan lashon kablanasin. Now you've gone a whole new level, and that is a kablanas. Ibailo frag the gemara have vani kablan. Let's say he says lend him, not tain, but lend him, and I'm gonna be a kablan. Tain lo, or he says lashon of give him vani arif, and I'm an arif. My, they're mixing and matching now. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Loshen Arvus Arvus, Loshen Kabonus Kabonus. The Arvus is an Arvus, and Kabonus is takes on that of a Kabonus. Once you bring in that Loshen straight up of him, a Kabon, he's a Kablan, and he says Arvus, and he says an Arif. Rav Chista Amar Kulan Loshen Kabonus, Ein. All of these that we said are considered a Loshen of Kablonus, Bar Mehalveyu Vani Arif, except for the one when he says, lend him, and I will be an Arif. Right? Then the person's an Arif. Rav Amar Kulan Loshen Arvus, Ein. All of them are Arvus, Bar Mitain Lo Vani Nosein, except for when he says, give him, and I'm going to give back to you. And then that's going to be a Kablan. Amar le marbar amimer ravashi. Hachi amar abba, this is what main tata said, his father is amimar, right? Mar bar amimar. Tain lo vani no sin, give him and I'm going to get back to you. Ein lamalva ala lova klum. Lamalva is nothing on the lova. In other words, that lushan is a full-on responsibility that he's saying. When he says, tain lo vani no sin, you just go straight to the arif. Velohi, but really, that's not what we paskin. Lo miftar lova minei demalva. The borrower is not exempt from the lender ad sheyisav yitin biyad, until the guarantor takes the money in the hand from the lender and gives it to the borrower. You do such a thing, then taka, he's taking full of responsibility. Then you go straight to the guarantor. Ahu story time. Ahu dayana d'achsei l'malvel n'achsei d'lova. There was a judge who brought a lender down to the property of the borrower and basically, he gave the guy who lent the money back to him. He gave him back. Mikmei delitboi lelove, before coming from the borrower. In other words, he went straight to his property without even coming to him. Right? Normally, what does he do? You go to the borrower, say pay, and you know, before you go and start taking his stuff. But he came and took it straight from him. Salke Rav Chanin by Rav Yeva, Rav Chanin, the boy. Rav Yeva, he removed this judge. He got rid of this judge, you know, for this type of behavior over here. Like, what's going on over here? Amar Rava, man chakim lemevad ki ham milsa. Whoever is wise, a chacham, to act like this, ilav Rav Chanan breid Rav Yeva. If not for this fellow, right? Rav Chanin bar Eva. The fact that he did such a thing over here, that he removed him from his post. Kasavar, why did he do that? Nichsei the bar inish inun ma'arvin yosei. The property of a person is like their arev. Utanai went to the Mishnah. Malvas chaver, they arev, lo yipayim in arev, v'kayim alon. You don't go to the arev, v'kayim alon. And we said, lo yipa arev tchila, you can't go to the arev first. You have to go to the person. And here they went straight to the arev, and I said, okay. Story time, another story time. Who arved the yasmi? There was an arev for these Yesomim, and the pari lamalva mikmei delo de inhuliasme, who paid the lender before telling the Yesomim of doing that, and then he was going to collect from the orphans what he ended up paying. So our papa says priyas balchov mitzvah, the payment of a debt is a mitzvah. Yashmi labani b'nevin mitzvah, and the orphans, right, these Yesomim, they're ketanim, and therefore that chayev in mitzvahs at this stage. And therefore, he can't go and get money back from these people until they get to the right age. Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yoshua Amar, he says, Emar Tsurarei Atvasei. The reason the Arev can't collect from them is because I say that the borrower maybe gave the lender bundles of coins to be able to pay what he owed. That is, maybe the father before he died actually paid back, but he didn't know about it. So don't say because of the fact that they're ketanim, they're archayev, but rather maybe they're archayev altogether. So until they get older and then bring him to court. Beep, turn the page. Kuf and Dalad Mabez. My Bainayu. What's the difference at the end of the day? Both of them, we know that the Arev, I can't go in and collect from the Yisomim. Ike Bainayu kish chayev modeh, when the one that's chayev, that is, that's the father of the Yesomim, that he was Moda, he admitted when he was dying that he still owed the money. Inami, right? So then obviously he is not paying back at that time. He hadn't paid back in this bundled up money. Inami deshamtuhu meske b'shamte. In the case where they put him in Shamta, the father of that he didn't pay, and he died while he's still in that situation. Both of these cases, situations clear that he didn't pay. So according to Rav Huna, they would allow the guarantor to collect from the orphans, but Papa wouldn't allow it. Sholchumitam, they send from there. In other words, from where he says, oh, what's the din? Shamtu, meis b'shamta. If the court put him in shamta, like a type of cherim, he died in that situation. Hilchos like Rav Huna, b'yudav Yeshua. The lacha is like Rav Huna, b'yudav Yeshua, that he would allow the guarantor to collect from the orphans. So where the borrower died under this type of situation, right, he can go and can collect. May say frankly, Gemara Sakasha, Arif Shari Shtar Chov Yosef Mitachas Yado. Let's say you have these Arif, that's the Shtar Chov that comes out, and he tries to go and collect cash with it from the Yosomim for the loan of their father that he's claiming, that the guarantor is already claiming that he paid. Right? He's saying he repaid the loan to the lender. And as a proof of this, he pulls out a shtar chov, saying that the lender gave it to him as proof that he paid. Eino gova, sorry, bro, you're not able to go and collect. You can't collect in the summum until they get to, they get big, and then you can go ahead and you can bring him to court. V'im kasabo, let's say it says in the shtar, his kabalti mimcha, I receive from you, then gova, then they can go and they can collect, even while they're still ketanim, because it was signed by the lender with saying that he had received the payment from the Arev, and then we don't have a suffix about whether or not he can go and get it. We can find this type of case when the father admitted before he died that he owed the money. Eller a papa, kach going to a papa. Even if it's clear that the father never paid it, and the guarantor did, the Yisomim are still, they're ketanim. They don't have to pay until they become older. Says Gemara, Shani Hassan, no, that case is, you brought a raya going against her papa. Says Gemara, no, Shani Hassan, that case is different, where the lender signed that he got it. Lahachi tarch v'kasav l'izkabalti, because of that reason, the lender took the trouble to write in the document that I received the payment from you. Story time, ahu arva da'ovi kuchavim, there was a arev, for a loan to a guy. The parallel of the chabim, they repaid the loan to the guy. Before he came, tried to collect from the yisomim of the one who borrowed, right? That is, the borrowed died, and now it's against his kids. And when he was owed, the arev came and he paid the guy, and then attempted to collect from them when they were ketanim. So again, we have here who arved over gechabim. There was a guy who was an arev to a guy, and you go and you pay it back before they got older. For the, you know, so they came to Yisomim. Amar Rav Mordechai Ravashi, Hachi Amar Avimi Mar Grunyel D'Mishmei D'Rava. This is what they said in the name of Rava. Afilu L'man D'Amar Chashin L'Tzrari. Even according to one who says we're worried about the bundles of coins that maybe it was paid up already, and therefore you're not chayav, which is Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Hani Mili Yisrael. That's not even dealing with a Jew. Avalovik Chavim, Kevin D'Basa Arva, so since it goes after the guarantor for the payment, that was the law of the Persians, Lo Chashin L'Tzrari, we're not worried about the that it was paid already, right? Knowing that the Persian law says that the guarantor is responsible, the borrower would never give the lender money to cover because he knows that the lender would go after the guarantor to get paid, so therefore he can get his money. Amar Lein, Zravashi said, Adinaba, just the opposite of Philomandomar, lo, Chashin Lutzari, even question was the same, we're not worried about Sari. How do you mean you saw? That's only about you, a Jew. Look, Chavim, Kevin did who Basar Arvaz, listens to go after the guarantor, ilavd at beseit tzrari meikara, if not for the fact that the borrower left the bundles of coins with the guarantor beforehand, lav makabeli, the guarantor would not have accepted this chiyav upon himself because he's going to know that the guy is going to come to him, and therefore he wouldn't accept the responsibility of repaying it unless he had been giving as a deposit of sorts. Therefore, there's reason to believe that the guarantor got some payment, and everyone would agree in this case the guarantor can't collect from the yisomim until they become older, and then they can bring them to court. Zakta next part of Mishnah. V'china yurim shemangam li'alom er ha'arev le'isha b'ksuba. If one is guaranteed to a woman for a ksuba, and the husband has no cash, the husband, when he divorces her, has to make a neder answering any anah from him to her, so that he can't remarry after she goes and collects a ksuba, and they pull a shtick. Story time. Moshe bar atzrei arva de ksuba sede kalotzei hava. Moshe is a guarantor for the ksuba of his daughter-in-law. This is Rishpam Atzrei's kohen hava. V'imigar esu lo matzim adela. If he gets divorced, and not able to go ahead and get remarried. So he was a guarantor to the ksuba of his daughter-in-law. Rav Huna berei tzuberei tzorben d'rabanan. Rav Huna, his son, was a tzorben d'rabanan, udchile milsa, and he was in a situation where he needed cash. Like he was very, very stressed, pressed for cash. Rabbi says, leka the nasal, the naspe eitzel Rav Huna is a known to go and give eitzel to Rav Huna, the negarsha, the bitui, should divorce his wife, v'seizel v'sigbe ksume avua, and she should go and collect her ksuba from his father, right? Since her husband didn't have any money, she would be able to get the ksuba from his father, who guaranteed it. Father Nadra, then just go ahead and remarry. Amar Le Rava, Vaha Yarid Yadirenu Hanatana, but we say you have to make a neder, they're not going to get an anah afterwards. So if he's not able to remarry her, Amar Le Bai says, Atu Kol Migarish, does everyone who divorces his wife, a Beit Din Migarish, do they do it in Bezin? And there, he can just do it outside of Bezin. And, you know, no one's going to know about it. You're able to go to pull the shtick. Right? It's only in Bezin that they're going to say you have to make this or anah. So go do it privately and no one will know about it. Lasal, Figlay Milsa de Kohenu. In the end, it came out that Rav Huna was a Kohen. He couldn't remarry his wife if he divorced her. And Amar Abai said, Hainu Damin, she Basar Aina Azla and Yusa. Poverty follows after the poor. It's the poor people who have these situations to go ahead. They come against them to stop them from getting out of that. For Rav Huna wouldn't have been a Kohen, he would have been able to get out of it. So now he was stuck. Umi Amar Abaye Achi, did Abaye really say this? In fact, give this advice. Amar Abaye, Ezu Rasha Arum. He says, who's a Rasha Arum? A person, we saw this way back in Sota. Who's a wicked person who's like cunning and sly and wily? Somebody who gives advice to sell a property which is given to him to use during his lifetime and then causing it that no one else can get it, going according to the laws of Rishim and Gamliel. Right? We saw back on earlier Daf Kol Amud Zayin that a person who was got a matana to be given to him, that this is going to you for your lifetime and after you to another one. And Shem Gamliel says that although it's obvious that the giver wanted to give the property to be left, to be passed on to the next person, if the first one sold it, then the sale stands and the property never goes to that second person. Right? So that's a little bit of a wily, sticky move. So Abai is the one who said that it's not a good thing. And he's only giving this advice to divorce and get remarried and get the money. He says, no, Beno Shiny. When the one who's going to get that knot is his own son, it's different. If it's Sermon Rabban and Shiny. And not only that, a great Torah scholar is also different. Right? He was both the son and a Sermon Rabban, and therefore it was going to be mutter to give Rav Huna's advice to behave in such a way. Because it makes sense that a father should go ahead and help his kid when he's in such a situation. In fact, the Gemara of the Ha'arevu, but Moshe Bar Atzrei was only an Arev for the Ksuba. V'kamon, we said Arev the Ksuba, lo mishtabed, he's not Chayev. Right? Even though he says he's going to give it the time he said such a thing, he's not stuck with that. So how could he go and give advice when he wouldn't have been Chayev to pay the Ksuba, even if they got divorced? He says, Gemara Kablan who have a, no, he wasn't just an Arev, he was a Kablan. Oh, and he is Chayev to pay. Hani Chalaman da Amar Kablan the Ksuba. This works nicely according to the one that says that a kablan for a ksuba becomes chayiv to go ahead and pay, even if the husband has no property at the time of the marriage to pay it back. Shapir, then everything makes sense over here. And that's where Moshe Atzi would have been chayiv to go in to pay the daughter-in-law. El Laman Damar E Islay Mishtabed, that only if the husband has property at the time of the marriage is the kablan. Now become chayiv ilesle lo mishtabed. The Mike, let me begin to say now. Why would Moshe Ratzi have been chayiv to go and pay the ksuba if the son didn't have the property at the time they get married? And for the Gemara, two different answers. Number one, Iba Yisema mehevi havele at the time that they got married. That at the taka he did have. He had the property at the time that the marriage took place. Vishtaduf, but unfortunately, there was some sort of flood and ended up destroying it. Vibayisim, another answer is, Abba Lagabi Brei, Shabud the Mishabud Nafse, a father to his son is going to be Mechayiv himself, even if his son doesn't got nothing. That's how much a father loves his son. De'etmar, Arev Diksuba, the regular case is, right, a guarantor of a ksuba, divya kolo, mishtabit, mishtabit, kablin de balchov, but the kablin of a guarantor of a balchov, divya kolo, mishtabit, everyone says you're going to be chayiv, you're stuck. Kablin de ksuba, but Arev de balchov, please. That's why there's a machlok, because if it's a kablin by a ksuba, or an Arev by a balchov, ma'asavi easily, nixilov, mishtabit, that if the borrower, aka the husband, has property at the time of either loan or the marriage, then he's going to become a chayiv, the guarantor of the Arev. Less like Lomishtab, not that he's not going to marry somebody. The other one holds Bain Islay, Bain Leslie, whether he has or he doesn't have, the guarantor is going to still be Chayav obligated. This is Rishbam, Alpha Gav, the Leslie next, even though he doesn't have any property. The Hilchaza, the Halakha is Bekulu Mishtabit. That all the cases guarantor the Kabbalah are going to be Mechayev, Bar, Me'arev, the Ksuba, except for in the case of Arev to a Ksuba, Da'af, Agav, to Isle, the Baal. Even though the husband has at the time of the marriage, Lo Mishtabi, Zam Mishtabi, my time, Mitzvah, the Avid, the guy is just doing a nice thing, what he's doing, when he says to the woman that he's going to be guarantor, it's only to calm her down, that she shouldn't be scared, to go forward with it, and he's not really being Mechayev himself, Velav, Midi, Chasra, and he's, nothing here is lacking. He's not causing the woman to lose anything over here. Like against, which is not like the case of the lender, right? When a woman gets married on the basis of this assurance of Iksuba, this guarantor can't claim that she has any sort of loss because of the fact that he's not really guaranteeing it. Although she agrees to be married, it's going to be something which is good for her. Like we know, Tav Lemeitav Tandu, Meitav Armelo. Right, Tav Lemeitan Tavdu. Right, Lutavas and Skavins for her Tova. Okay, my friends, with that, we're going to step over here. I want to show y'all a great, great day.